Carrie died November 17th, 2006. She was 89 years old. Were you with her there at the end?
When she died, no, I wasn't. I had just seen her that evening. But I know she called her sisters and just about everybody else she cared about that evening to make sure she talked to them. So I think she had some kind of insight about it. The only thing I remember of that conversation was that she asked me, "What do you think of me?" I told her, "I wish I had realized it was the last time she was ever going to ask it. I would probably have said it better." But I said to her, "You're the most courageous person I know. Maybe I should have been brought up by an abusive stepfather, and I would have more courage."
She had an abusive stepfather?
She did, but she wouldn't put any of that stuff in her book. Mm-hmm. And Clara had quite a lot of it in hers.
Her twin sister, Clara, was she very supportive of Carrie through the entire cause?
She was. In fact, she allowed Mother to use a lot of the money that should have gone to her.
How old was Clara when she died?
Yeah, I believe was 93. It's only been recently.
So as we conclude our interview with you, Patricia, I repeat again the headlines. On this day of recording, 7/27/17, in front page of the USA Today, nuclear plant closures send towns into crisis. And in the Tulsa World, same date, PSO announces $1.3 billion wind energy investment.
People in Inola, a few of them never forgave her. Many of her strongest supporters were from Inola. But people who had been counting on money from PSO living in Inola were furious, and some of them never forgave her.
How did she handle that?
She continued to treat them the way she always had. She would be polite to them because she understood why they felt that way. And she had some sympathy with that, but not enough to change her behavior.
For those who want more details, it's a very interesting story. They ought to go to the book, Aunt Carrie's War Against Black Fox Nuclear Power Plant, by Carrie Barefoot Dickerson, with you, Patricia Lemon. Everybody's asked, how do we want to be remembered? What are your thoughts as you remember your mother today?
My mother was probably one of the very bravest people I know. Aside from my father, probably the bravest. And she was actually a forerunner for desegregation and for feminist thoughts. You know, women didn't have much freedom back then, but Mother decided she was a human being. Therefore, she should be treated as a human being, not as a chattel. So she was way ahead of her time. Is the major thing. And she was more often right than wrong.
We could add her to the lists of those who are listed under Profiles in Courage.
Absolutely.
If I were talking to your mother today, that she would give advice to young people, people in college, people graduating, what do you think she would say to them?
Follow your conscience. Respect other people's ideas. But do not be governed by them.
Well, Patricia, I want to thank you for reviewing the story and the legacy that your mother has left. I know how proud you, your family, and your children are of this story, and the state of Oklahoma owes a lot, not only the state, but the nation as well, to what she did. So, Patricia, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my mother. I appreciate it.